Welcome to Crabby Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendship, the good, the bad, the ugly.
I don't have it open.
Girl power
defeating victories since 2018.
Yeah. I'm New York Times bestselling author Krista Higgins.
And I'm, Joss Day.
We were just talking about, how annoying it is to hear people's phones.
And here we go.
Sorry. Silence that one.
Yeah, that's silence.
It's good to see you, Joss.
It is.
Yeah. We're sitting here. Beautiful summer afternoon. You might hear that sound a little.
Ching, 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 ching.
We have some refreshing beverages.
Who's surprised
we
by that?
We really deserve them today, too. We have a great letter.
Yeah.
And Joss is going to read it for us.
Get right to it, girl. Here we go. Hello, ladies, and thank you for this platform. Let me dive right into it because I'm so curious to know if I'm a crappy friend or not. Last year was a really dramatic year for me. I had just finished college and had to start working to sustain my existence. I just entered a very serious relationship, which forced me to grow and deal with my traumas and bad habits. I also had a very major fight with my family and had to move out and live alone for the first time as an adult.
Mm.
I shared my fight with my family with my friend Abigail, who I've known since college and love very much. I told her about the fight and my plan to move out to a different city and start life on my own. She supported me and sent me house design ideas on Pinterest and Instagram. I kept her in the loop through the move and sent her videos of the apartment. Because my family was so toxic, I had to move out before my house was ready and stay with my boyfriend while I continued setting up my apartment. Now, fast forward to 2 months later, Abigail calls and she's thinking of getting a job in my city and would want to stay with me. I accepted, then told my boyfriend about it. P.S. I still hadn't moved into my apartment.
Okay.
He wasn't excited about it and had reasonable reasons, which are, one, I made it clear when moving in that I wanted to live alone and just find myself.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I had mentioned that I had outgrown this friend's lifestyle, living young, wild, and free, always talking about boys, spending money on things that weren't necessary, like bags, shoes, wigs, and having no financial plan. I'm 50. I still spend money on bags, shoes, and not wigs, but I still spend money. I had also mentioned that I didn't want that lifestyle anymore as I was entering a more serious time in my life. And four, her moving in with me will cause constraints on my relationship because my boyfriend would only be able to visit when Abigail had somewhere to spend the weekend. The apartment is really small and wouldn't be conducive for a third party. Lastly, but majorly, it was because I was moving away from the lifestyle that friend had. And having her as a roommate for one whole year could be bad for the growth I envisioned for myself. After the talk with my boyfriend, I had to call Abigail back and tell her it wouldn't be cool to have her as a roommate, as it would be awkward having her always trying to find a place to spend the weekend when my boyfriend visits. 2 months after this, I view her story and saw that she did still get a job in my city, but didn't tell me about it. Oh, okay.
On Instagram.
I didn't think much about it and was happy for her, but then I knew she was upset with me. 3 weeks later, she calls and tells me she needs my house key so she can drop off all her stuff at my place.
Oh, hello.
Apparently, she has been in a 3-week training and now it's time to settle in and start the job. I was out of town when she called and told her I'll call the security to see if they have a key to access my apartment for her. I wasn't able to and wasn't feeling up to making the trip just to give her a key to my apartment I was still having utility issues with. Plus, I assumed that she'd made plans before moving there. I wasn't able to reach security, so I called her and apologized for not being able to help. I called the next day and asked if she could figure herself out, and she said yes. Since then, I noticed a kind of friction, and I don't know if I've been a crappy friend. Mind you, all these months, I haven't been able to move into my apartment because of utility issues, even after paying a year's rent and setting up.
Ugh.
That's a different thing we should talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I was still fighting with my family and was going through depression. I was going through a new phase in life, and this friend hadn't called to check on me. I was growing into a new phase of life, and while I love this friend dearly, having her in close proximity was bad for me and my finances. So I want to know, was I a crappy friend for not letting her stay in my house, which wasn't livable because of utility issues, and choosing myself first? Did I do anything wrong at any point? P.S. I also tried apologizing for being distant for a while, but her response was sarcastic. Thank you so much for your platform. I hope to get a reply from you. Yours truly, a confused friend.
Confused? I don't think you're a crappy friend.
No, nor I.
Not at all. I think what you've done is what we talk about so often. It's you've drawn boundaries.
Yes.
You don't want her to live with you.
Yes.
You initially offered that and then had to renege it, but for good, mature reasons.
Yes.
You know, and this is something that I do all the time. I say, sure, yes, of course. And then I'm like, oh, God, why did I say that? And, you know, you have to scramble to make things work, or you have to take back the offer. But I think when she called you out of the blue to say, hey, can I move my things in to your
just
vacant
assuming,
apartment?
I mean...
That was rude of her.
Yes.
And I'm glad you were out of town, so you didn't have to, you know, deal with that face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there might be room for her.
Mm-hmm.
You say you love her dearly.
Mm-hmm.
You say that she was initially supportive when your family and you had the rift. And just because she likes to spend money and, you know, you say she's young, wild, and free, I'm guessing like clubbing and drinking and guys or girls, whatever... you can do that once in a while.
Yeah.
You can still see each other. You don't have to go to the clubs. Maybe you go for a bicycle ride or something like that. You kind of imply that she's a bad influence on you, but that's up to you.
That is. You are starting a new phase in your life, and you should take time during that phase to build up your reserve so that if she comes to you and tries to coerce you into going out, you can say, no, that's
right.
not for me.
Right.
So you need to be able to say that to her because you're going through a new phase. I also think she was very rude just simply assuming that she could move her stuff in after you told her, you gave her reasons why this is not going to be possible. So that's something that will possibly come up down the line, the way she just sort of assumes that you're going to be on board with her plans regardless.
Right. I mean, maybe she didn't know that you were not in your apartment with the utility issues and that her staying there for a little while would be okay. But she knew that you didn't want her to stay in the temporary apartment because it would impinge on your relationship with your boyfriend and so on. You know, you sound young. You say you just finished college and you know, starting up a new job and all this. This is great stuff for you. This is a wonderful time of life for you. And, you know, good for you for making the necessary changes. And you have a job and you have your own apartment, even though you can't live there. Again, it's not for us to solve that one. But,
right.
But I do think that Abigail might have a place in your life.
Yeah.
Just not the one she previously occupied.
Yeah, I mean, everyone sort of grows and changes during this phase. You're sort of out on your own, and you have some heavy stuff to deal with. You're estranged from your family, and yeah, there's going to be a lot of growing for you during this phase. She might think this is like a party phase, which I can understand, you know, in your early 20s, you finish with college, this is Sex in the City time, right?
I know.
And I get that, but you're not there. So, I mean, it might behoove you to, like, when you guys are speaking, just say, you know, I'm in this phase, this weird phase with my family, we're estranged, I'm just trying to figure things out on my own. Hi. Sorry.
Dearest just walked in, waved to his auntie Joss.
Yeah, and I was struck by his beauty, so I had to say hi.
He's getting his snacks and going upstairs, taking the our visiting dog with him. Attaboy. Go on, Josie.
Off you go.
Yeah, it's interesting because both my son and daughter are in this phase of new adulthood, you know, and they are making changes like that, reevaluating social lives, which friends fit in. And also accepting the fact, you know, like, my daughter's married and has a baby.
Yeah.
Way before most of her friends.
Right.
And so she accepts the fact that she's not the friend to go clubbing with. You
right.
know, she's got a three-month-old, almost four-month-old.
What? Who said I love you to you yesterday.
I know. I swear he spoke to me, listeners.
I laughed so
I was saying, I love you, I love you. And he said, which we all know.
That's what it says.
Clearly, yep. I love you.
That's it.
So anyway, back to you, confused friend. I would try to stay friends with Abigail on your terms. You know, if she says, hey, there's a great band in town and we're going to go out and they start at 1 a.m., you say, you know what, that's not for me, but why don't we go out to brunch next weekend?
Yeah.
Or take a walk or just come over and hang out. And I do want to also encourage you to acknowledge that while you have all this stuff going on, so does she.
Mm-hmm.
She might not be estranged from her friend or family, but she's also in a new city. You might be her little anchor for a while.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a friend in the strange city. So don't assume that because you have previously enjoyed a certain way of being friends, that that's the only way you're going to be friends.
Yes. You can be friends in a new way.
Yeah.
You could even talk to her about it and see how she feels about
it. Yeah, absolutely. Because
she sounds like she's feeling a little like you dissed her a little bit. By not letting
right.
her move in.
She didn't tell you that she was moving and stuff. But I don't think either of us sees this as the end of the friendship.
No.
It's a turning point.
Yeah.
It might be the end. But nothing is irreversible so far.
Right.
She reached out to you. You know, she was a little distant. Maybe you were a little distant with your own issues. This is what happens. You're figuring out adulthood.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah. And so we feel fairly positive that at least for the near future, you and she can have some kind of friendship.
Right.
When you said, I love her dearly, that's the reason I say, give it a try.
Right, right.
You know, if you had said, like, she's so irritating and I never want to see her again, then obviously our answer would be different.
Right. But then make sure you work on your issues so that you don't fall into the trap. Because I used to do this. The minute anyone says, oh, hey, do you want to go out? Or Kristen said, would you like something to drink to me today? Would you like an iced coffee or a cocktail? And of course, I picked the cocktail because... So if you are that person...
But it is a weekend.
Yes.
It's a hot summer day.
Yes.
It's a light drink.
That's right. But if you are that person who someone offers you a cocktail and you shouldn't have one, then just say...
Right.
Just
right.
You figure out how you're going
to
say no.
If you don't have the money to go on a shopping
right.
spree... Just tag along and say, I can't afford anything right now. I'm really tightly budgeted, but I'd love to go with you.
Yeah.
And uphold that, you know?
Yeah.
Her influence on you is something you control.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be true with all the friends,
mm-hmm.
boyfriends, you know, co-workers and everything that you meet.
Mm-hmm.
Is you got to make room for yourself at
yes.
this age.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be difficult. Because you want everyone to like you, you want to make new friends, you
mm-hmm.
have a new serious relationship, and you can get a little lost.
Yeah.
So make sure that you have that little center of you guarded, cared for, nurtured, protected, and you don't let anybody get in there and mess up your shit.
Yes, agreed. I do agree with that.
Thank you.
And I hope your apartment is in finally some shape. And I hope you weren't paying rent this whole time.
Right.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah.
While they were fixing your apartment.
I know. I know. First apartments are so hard.
I had my first apartment after college was when I was in D.C. I was going to start grad school. And I moved into this fabulous apartment. It was Efficiency. And I thought it was really nice. And the neighborhood was beautiful. The lawns were manicured. Mm-hmm. And there were flowers, you know, those little flowers that look like cabbages.
Mm-hmm.
And they're purple and so pretty. And it was so wonderful. And one night I came back from a seminar and there was police tape around my apartment building. And it turns out I actually accidentally moved into the ghetto.
Uh-huh.
I did not know that. And a gentleman was murdered behind my kitchen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
That's right. And I was like,
so
where do I live?
A great neighborhood.
No. See, the difference between, like, when it was, like, D.C. and the Northeast is when there's, like, it's a bad neighborhood, you can tell. You can tell in the Northeast. You can see. It doesn't look great. But down there, they manicure the lawns, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You like all the things you know to look for, that this is not a place should be. They weren't there.
Right. Right.
And so, yeah, police tape around my apartment building. I said, okay, I guess this is where I live. And I told my grad school friends that I apparently moved into the ghetto. And they're like, yeah, we did too, because we thought they were all coming from like New Hampshire and other places. And they thought, oh, this is so cheap. This is so great. Look at how pretty.
I know. My first apartment, I went apartment shopping with my dear old dad, and I fell in love with this apartment. It was gorgeous. It was a three-family house, Victorian, mm-hmm. hardwood floors, huge windows. I'm like, oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we could hear gunshots on the street, but I was like, no one will kill me. It's I'm really nice. Everybody likes me. And he said, no, you're not living here. And he took me to another part of town, to a safer part of town, the graduate school ghetto, as we call it, mm-hmm. in New Haven, mm-hmm. where all the grad students live. And turns out my safer apartment was owned by the mafia.
Oh, good. Good.
And I figured this out, A, because they were in waste management.
Uh-huh.
You know, that kind
that's
of,
how it always
like
is.
Like Tony Soprano.
That's right. You
know? Waste management.
Uh-huh.
And also, envelopes of cash were shoved mm-hmm. through the little letter opener.
Yes, yeah.
And there were three apartments in the building, and there was a single mom with her little beautiful daughter I used to babysit. The owners, they were a newlywed couple, and myself living alone. And so if we'd get the mail, we'd sort it and give it to each other. And I remember picking up this very thick, mm-hmm. undeniable cash envelope, mm-hmm. and it just said their last name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I held it up to the light, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a wad of cash. Like,
yes.
Immediately go to their house like a hair. I have picked up the mail yes. and I have delivered it to you.
Right,
you
know? Right, right.
I was really nervous.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're 22 and yeah. there's wads of cash floating around, it's, you know, I would never have taken it, but I could see other 22-year-olds taking it.
Well, no, you can't, because it's the mafia. You never know what would happen to you. My God.
I know.
So they'd come after you, it wouldn't matter that you're so nice.
You know, that's always been my go-to in life. It's like, who would hurt me?
I'm
just like a nice person. I'm a mom, and I love dogs, right? Like, that protects me.
Yeah.
Getting back to you, confused friend, we wish you the absolute best. We hope this is a really fun time of life.
Yes.
In regards to your family, which you didn't really ask us about, this is also a time for boundaries.
Yeah.
So you said, you know, you kind of broke with them, but then later you were fighting with them.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know how much you can take with them,
yeah.
if anything,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
and stick to that.
Right.
So if it's a phone call every Sunday to mommy,
yeah.
then that's what it is. And if it's 10 minutes long, then you set your timer and then say, gotta go, mom. And if it's, you know, seeing them once a month or once a year, again, that's all in your control.
Yeah.
These are the habits of relationships that you're setting up now that will serve you very well.
They're healthy habits, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also if you happen to see your family and they do that thing that gets right under your skin, be prepared to leave. These are also boundaries that you are putting in place.
Say, Dad, we talked about this,
yes.
and I told you that if you brought this up, I would leave, so...
Here I go.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck to you. And we'd love to hear from you and see how things are going, because we're excited for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Auntie Kristen and Auntie Joss. Wish you the best, sweetheart. Do we have any embarrassing personal problems?
Oh, no.
Well, we do have the...
Must we discuss my mouth? All right. Because I apparently tell the listeners everything. I just do. And I'm usually such a private person, you know.
In, like, no, real life, in real life you are.
Really,
but give her a microphone.
Honestly, it's very odd. I out of the blue, I have eczema on my mouth, like around my mouth. And Kristen called me up a few days ago and I was like, want to come over? And I was like, I can't. My mouth is scaly and gross and peeling and disgusting.
I said, I don't want you anymore. Goodbye.
Then we spoke later that night. And I was like, I have so much Vaseline on my mouth. I look as if I've had, you know, Botox injections.
Yes.
It's just really ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a very Kardashian, may I say?
It is. It's getting better. I will say for me, it feels better because it used to be kind of painful. And I don't know where I got this from. I'm going on vacation soon, so it's not...
It has to clear up.
It's got to go away. It's not stress. Kristen asked me all the doctor questions because in her off hours, Kristen is an MD. and she asked me all the questions, allergies, this. And I was like, no, nothing has changed. But here I am looking really shiny in the lip area.
Mm-hmm. And just a little scaly.
Yeah, and here is my... container of half mostly empty Aquaphor. I should own stock in Aquaphor.
You gotta stop at Walgreens on the way home.
I do.
But you can't be embarrassed by a mysterious element.
No, I feel very, I don't know, skeevy. Also, I'm like mosquito bitten and I'm just scratching and scaling and flaking. Right.
And
the
past
gross.
Couple days have been so humid.
Yeah, it's been really hot.
It's been like a sponge outside.
Yeah, and I went out today and picked up poop. I'm sure you guys really wanted to know about that.
Yeah. Well, this is my first year with central air conditioning and I am loving life.
Divine, right?
I am loving life.
You're a whole new person, right?
That I lived for 25 years without it.
It's just, it's like a miracle.
I know.
It is.
It's so comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea I was living in a slum.
You really were, I have to say. Given that you're a best-selling author, I expected more from you.
Thanks for listening. Send your letters to theladies@crappyfriends.net and please consider leaving us a review.
Crappy Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Forever.